Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up? Dr. Tom here, and you're listening to The Positivity Effect, episode number 24. I hope you're having a great week. Happy Friday. Don't let Friday be your excuse to stop working hard, to stop stretching for your goals. Let's be amazing every day, guys. Today I have on Jason Zook, a really awesome guy who has created some incredible projects, from marketing businesses on the t-shirts he wore, to having a bidding war for his last name, to selling his, you're never going to guess this. You'll just have to jump on the episode to see. You can check out Jason at jasondoesstuff.com. So without further delay, here is Jason Zook. Jason, what's going on, man?
Hello, Dr. Tom. Can I call you Dr. Tom?
Yes, entire please. Time? Okay. Yes, right, call great. Me. Yeah, call me Dr. Tom.
Because I actually, like, I have friends named Tom, but I don't have a Dr. Tom, which is just fun to me. So I'm going with that.
Awesome, awesome. And I think I have the best icebreaker.
Ooh.
That I've had in a long time doing, you know, I have been doing podcasting for a long time, but I think I have the best one right now.
Okay, all right.
And, you know, for the audience, I bought your future, Jason.
That is a pretty good icebreaker. I'm not gonna lie. Like I was on the receiving end of you buying my future, but man, that's a lead in that not a lot of people get to say.
So,
you own my future.
I bought a piece of you.
You do. This is it. We could end the show there. I think that's about all the value we're gonna deliver. So
boom. Done. It's funny, I have this picture. When my brother was still living at home, we had built this fixed up one of the rooms upstairs to be like a little hangout room. And we went to IKEA, and they had this picture of this, he's like a butler, just like ice skating on a random lake with a thing of glasses, like empty glasses on the tray. And he's just like smiling. And
it's completely
random. Yeah, so we're like, let's buy it. So anytime somebody comes over, they're like, what the is that? And it's just like the perfect icebreakers.
You got to love those things because, you know, there's always like the standard intros and the stuff. But when you have something interesting, you know, you have like a little bit of a nugget that's just different. I really appreciate this thing. So, yeah, that's a fun way to start things off.
Definitely. And we're going to Tarantino it because we're going to talk about Buy My Future tomorrow.
Ooh, so exciting.
Let's just get into it, man. Let's just tell the audience a little bit more about you and how you got started really building businesses online and, you know, where you got started, man.
Yeah. Let's hop back in the time machine to like the year 2005. I graduated college, had a degree in graphic design, and I was ready to take on the 9-to-5 world and become a designer forever. And I got my first job at a great company, which was men's professional tennis organization called ATP. If you've ever watched a tennis event, you've seen their logo in places. They're the governing body. You know, they're kind of like the NFL for tennis. And, you know, I was like, oh, this is so great. I didn't even play tennis, but I just was, you know, I played collegiate basketball. You don't know that, but I played collegiate basketball. And it was one of those things where I said, oh, I can stay in sports. This is really cool. And I took the job and I started basically just working my way up for 3.5 years, kind of up the corporate ladder, if you will. I hate regular ladders, so I should have known.
Might as well do a corporate ladder.
Might as well just try this one. I hated that one as well. So 3.5 years, I slogged my way through it. And there was one day, and I think it was 2 years into working there, 2.5 years-ish, I picked up a little purple book by an author named Seth Godin. I never read books. I don't know why this book ended up in front of me. I don't know why. The book I read before that book, no joke, I'm not exaggerating, was probably James and the Giant Peach when I was a little kid.
Good book.
Great book. Wonderful book. But I never read books. I just was one of those people who was like, no, I'm not going to read books. And for some reason, this book just, it called to me. And I remember opening it and I was about 7 pages in and I shut the book and I'm sitting in my beige cubicle at my beige desk in my beige work chair. And I just said, this is it. Like, I can't do this anymore. I am a purple cow, right? I'm a unique person. I'm a different person. I don't belong here in this 9-to-5 world. Mm-hmm. And it was from that moment that I basically decided, you know, I got to work for myself in some capacity just to see if I can do it and what it's like. And, you know, that was, again, like, we're like 2006, seven here. Facebook was like maybe an idea that was circling around. YouTube, the only thing on YouTube at the time was what was the video from the SNL guys, the Sunday one, whatever it was, Lazy Sunday. So that was like there was nothing in social networking, social media, like the stuff didn't exist. And, you know, I was still just a designer, right? I didn't know what I was going to do, but I had a friend who was in a similar situation. We got a burger. This is a really long story, but we're going to get to it all. We met over a burger. And we both just said, we're fed up with our jobs. We don't like going to a corporate office. We don't like the corporate ladder thing. What if we started our own little design company that just we ran the way that we would want to run it, and we got our own clients and just figured it out? And so we basically built this like 6-month escape plan to get out of our jobs and to start our own business. And within 3 months, my buddy was able to leave his job earlier than we thought. And then 3 months later, I was able to put in my 2 weeks notice, and we had a full-time salary for both of us with our own design agency. And it was amazing, right?
Was that just not the most delicious burger
you ever ate? It was ridiculous, right? Like, I look back on that meal that we had, and I think, you know, we were kind of half joking, you know, just a little bit like venting frustrations.
Yeah.
But it came to fruition because we put in the time. Now, that's not an overnight, like, didn't the next day go in. Like I said, it was a 6-month plan where we went home from our job every day, and we worked about 4 to 5 hours every night. And we just put in the work to try and reach out to people, to design stuff, to work with friends and family. And just little by little, we built up this little business and this little nest egg of extra cash that we could then pay ourselves to be on our own. And so, yeah, that was the process of me kind of getting into the world of entrepreneurship, you know, wearing sweatpants every day, you know, getting up and not having any idea of what I was supposed to do with my life other than just answer email. And funny enough, you know, I did that for a year, and it was really great, and we had some great clients, and we made good money, and I felt empty. You know, it felt like there was just something missing from that world. And we started hearing from clients that they were asking us about social media. So I mentioned that, you know, a little bit ago. They were asking us about YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and I wasn't on any of these platforms. I knew they existed, but I heard our clients talking about them. I saw the potential of them. And that was where the idea of I Wear Your Shirt came about, was thinking I could be this entrepreneur, this guy who promoted a different company every day, wearing a t-shirt for that company, making social media content, photos, videos, and just being a human being talking about companies, because that's already happening in magazines and TV and radio. There's already people doing that, but less advertising, more just a human talking about this stuff, because that's what social media is. And that was really where I found my spark of, okay, this is what I should be doing. I should be creating these crazy ideas, doing these interesting things, putting them out into the world. And, you know, I can make money from them. I can provide value to other companies or other people, but I can also inspire, you know, potential entrepreneurs who are like me a couple of years earlier, who are sitting at their jobs, hating it and just going, there's got to be something better. What could I possibly do? So that is the long and short of how I kind of got into this world. And then, you know, interestingly enough, it's almost like 8 years later now, 9 years later from starting I Wear Your Shirt, which feels to me like it was just a couple years ago.
And now your last name too. It hasn't always been Zook, right?
Yeah, I'm on my 6th last name. One thing you'll notice about me is I'm very open to change. Change awesome. Is a very prevalent thing that happens to me often. And so it's one of those things where, you know, something happened in my life in 2012. My family got a divorce. My mom got a divorce. And it was the third time that I'd had a new father, a new last name. And so as someone who hasn't had the same last name their entire life, my last name didn't give me a lot of value. You know, have you had your last name your entire life?
I have, yeah.
So it's one of those things where, and so many people have, right? And so they can't even really identify with the fact of like, Your identity has been the same your entire life. Well, mine had changed multiple times. So like, I don't have a lot of like intrinsic love for the last name, for the family lineage, for anything that I had with those different last names, especially because for 3 times in my life, I had to change it. And there was some circumstance that wasn't great that got tied with that. So that whole process kind of fell into my lap in 2012 amid doing I Wear Your Shirt stuff, where I was wearing shirts for companies every day, and I had been doing that for years and built up, you know, quite a following and, you know, a lot of PR and press. And so I just decided, man, I've been getting sponsors every single day. What if I tried to get a sponsored last name? Like, my last name means nothing to me, and I don't want to have like a sponsored last name forever, but what if I just sold it for a year and just said, I'll have a company's last name for a year? And, you know, it took a couple months for me to get the courage to actually put that out into the world as a thing that was real. But I bought the domain buymylastname.com. It was amazingly available. And I launched this auction. It started at $0, not a single penny that you could bid on my last name. And I said, for 30 days, just like an eBay auction or whatever, you can bid on my last name at this website. And in the first 24 hours that it was live, the auction was up to $30,000 for my last name.
Wow.
So it was just, it was crazy, man. And so for 2 years, I had a sponsored last name. I made over $100,000 between the two auctions, the 2 years. And now Zook is the last and final last name ever. During that process, my grandmother sat me down and she said, you know, how much do you know about your great-grandfather, Roy Zook? And I said, not much. He passed away when I was pretty young. And she said, well, he was an entrepreneur like you, and he actually won the Nikola Tesla Award in the 70s for his work in kind of entrepreneurship in the power industry. Wow. And I was like, wow, this is in my bloodline? Like, I had no idea. And the last name passed away with him. You know, there was no one to carry Zook forward because my grandmother got, you know, married and took another name. And so I said, this is really cool. Like, this could be my name that I have some meaning with. And I wrote about this. If you want to dive into this, because, you know, some people find it interesting, you can go to jasonzook.com, Zook.com, and you can learn more about that story. I kind of shared as much as I know. But just a really fun way, I thought, to, like, cap off all the craziness I've done with my last names. And now I have a name going forward that I really love and that means something to me and that won't change for the rest of my life.
Yeah. It ties into really who you are, like, down to the core of, you know, as an entrepreneur. That's a pretty crazy story, you know, how it all kind of tied back and you found that home with your last name.
Yeah. And it was just, I don't know, it was really interesting because I brought up the point of, like, you having the same last name. You know, I got a little bit of negative flack for it. You know, people email me, oh, how can you sell your last name? This is the ultimate sellout, blah, blah, blah. This is just as bad as getting a tattoo of a brand in your forehead, which I always laughed at because I was like, well, not so permanent, right? Like,
yeah, not really the same.
Yeah, I could change my last name pretty quickly.
Not a great analogy.
Yeah, not so much. But yeah, you know, it was just trying to explain it to people of, you don't understand what it's like to have no identity tied to a last name. Like, my identity is more tied to being called the t-shirt guy or I Wear Your Shirt than it was any other last name that I'd had. So yeah, it was just a really interesting kind of life experiment and thing to go through. And I look back on it and I'm actually so grateful that I did it. Number one, because it was really not a trouble at all in the world. Like, I changed my name legally. I went to the courthouse. I had my driver's license changed, like, all that stuff, which is not a big deal. It was a little bit of a pain, but not that bad. And these 2 years, you know, had I not done that, I wouldn't have found my great-grandfather's name. And now I wouldn't have this name that I'm so proud of, that I'm so just happy to have as kind of the last part of the rest of my life. So, yeah, it was a really interesting journey.
You know, and it's so important that word that you said, you know, how you're, you know, change is a big part of your life. You're open to it. You're always ready to pivot. And yes, you know, like that word in your life is as a reflection of just some difficult things that you went through, and as processing it, you know, you just continually learned how to use it and change, and like, but and that, thinking of that word, like, how powerful is that word? You know, even if someone didn't go through a similar experience that you went through, like, how powerful is that word of change and being able to just pivot no matter what in life and always be open to opportunity?
Yeah, and I really firmly believe that comfort zones are quicksand. You know, the more that we sit back and we stay in all the comfortable places in our lives, whether it's our work, our relationships, our friendships, you know, any of those things, you don't grow, you don't prosper, you don't become a better person, and you don't deliver more value to the world. Because I think we all have these amazing gifts that are, like, deep within us, and it can be different for every person at different levels, but if you're not willing to change or adapt or to do something that scares you a little bit, you know, like, what's the point? And for me, I've just found that I get the most value in my life when I'm putting something out into the world, like I Wear Your Shirt, like Buy My Last Name, like Buy My Future. You know, these things for me, man, that's what drives me. And it's taken me years to figure it out. And I think the lesson there is that you just have to keep doing things. You have to keep making changes And you have to be willing to understand that, you know, there's a lot of compounding interest to making changes in your life that you won't see right away. But in a couple years, those things will have a ripple effect that'll just make such an impact on you and other people if you're just willing to kind of make it happen.
And Jason, you know, like the audience listening, they can hear it, like, you know, in your voice. You're very confident, you know, and it's just through all the experiences that and things that you've done. And, you know, when you come across a new idea or a new project, is there still a level of fear when putting it forward? You just approach it differently, or is just through doing so many different things, you've really grown this level of confidence in that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that number one, showing up consistently in whatever way that happens for anybody, it breeds confidence, right? I mean, if I look back at the beginning of I Reassured, I was so afraid to put a photo of myself and a video of myself up every single day, every single day. But when you do it 30 days in a row, 60 days in a row, you know, I got up to 889 days in a row.
Wow.
Like, you could put the ugliest photo of me ever on the internet. It doesn't matter anymore because, number one, there's always going to be another thing that's posted. So that doesn't matter. But it's just it really, you start to realize that the more you do something, the less of like a stranglehold it has on, you know, the fear of doing that thing. And so, you know, I think for me, I've just really learned over the years that I want to do these things that I've done more than I'm afraid to do them. I'm always afraid to do them. I'm always afraid to launch a new project. It's just that the confidence that I've built over the years pushes that fear aside enough that I can put it out into the world and I can get past it. And I think a lot of people haven't done enough things, which is okay. We all have to start somewhere. But until you start putting yourself out there consistently, and that could just be literally writing a blog post every single day on whatever it is the topic that you're interested in, and even if you don't share that with anybody, but you just do that thing every day consistently for 30 days, 100 days, you know, whatever it is, that by the end of it, you will be like, it doesn't matter anymore. I don't have the same fear that I did at the beginning of this because I've done it so many times, and I've realized that I'm not going to catch on fire by hitting post. Like, I'm not going to, no one in my family is going to get seriously injured because I put a photo of myself up. You know, like, our brains go to these crazy, weird places and it doesn't happen. And you see that in dividends when you just start putting things out consistently. And I think that's where all of my confidence comes from. And that's why I'm not afraid to do these big ideas anymore, more than I, you know, I am afraid, but I'm not afraid enough to the point where it holds me back.
It's those, that stuff, the 6 inches between our ears, right? That's the thing that's holding us all back.
That pile of mush that's up there.
Pile of mush.
It makes up so much of the fear that we have, right? And there's so many people who talk about, you know, where fear comes from and what fear actually is and all this stuff. And, you know, the way that I like to think about it is we aren't born with fear. Like, it's not something that you're born with. It's something you learn over time. And unfortunately, some of us have circumstances in our lives that put so much more fear on the work that we do and on the things that we do in life. And I feel bad for people who have to overcome that. You know, luckily for me, I had so much change. You know, even growing up as a kid, I lived in like 6 different states. I went to 14 different schools, 4 different high schools. I mean, you can imagine that being the new kid that many times, going through that much change just there, let alone as I started to get into like the entrepreneurial world, that helps you. It helps you remove a lot of the fears and the self-doubts that you have because it's not nothing that I've done in business. I think this is interesting. Nothing I've done in business is as scary as walking into a high school cafeteria 4 times over as the new kid. Like, nothing I will ever put out onto the internet will scare me more than remembering what that felt like. Like, I still can think back to how traumatizing those moments were, but I overcame them. It was fine. Nothing bad happened. Yes, it was a little embarrassing. Yes, it wasn't fun. But again, like, I didn't catch on fire by walking into the thing. Like, it's just, you think about these worst case scenarios and they're never as bad as you actually think they are.
So, you know, for someone that's in a similar situation or, you know, they're looking to be an entrepreneur and maybe they have the same story as you, you know, they where they've had these difficult moments of having to move around and have this fear of, you know, like if you're thinking about high school, going into that cafeteria over and over for the first time, you know, having a new experience. Would you say like it's all perspective if they look at those experiences actually as just it was building their character, it was building them, getting them ready for, you know, that entrepreneurial journey, you know, if they were to think of it in that way?
1,000,000% yes. Yeah, I mean, and I didn't actually, you know, perspective is something I didn't put a lot of What's a good way to explain it? Like, I didn't put a lot of value in perspective, I don't think, until I read Ryan Holiday's book, The Obstacle is the Way. And that book really reframed it for me on understanding, wow, all of these things that have gone bad in my life or have been tough in my life have actually led to such better things. And it may have been years later. You know, like, I look at the last name, like the divorce that my mom went through in 2012. That really sucked for our family. You know, that's not a fun thing to go through. But that made an opportunity for me to make $100,000, which is fantastic, and also for me to find the last name that I have now that I am so happy with. And so it's like when you go through the thing in the moment, it's really hard to see it as, okay, good is going to come out of this. You know, it's really tough. But perspective is such an interesting thing. And I think if anybody listening to this is, you know, maybe they're like, oh, you know, I haven't gotten to the good part of this yet. I would read that book, The Obstacle is the Way. That really just helped me reframe my thinking on this. And it's the book that I recommend first over any other book. And we mentioned books in the beginning of this. And I read a lot of books now because what I've realized is that no smart person doesn't read books. You know, I mean, I just think
so true.
You don't know anybody who's just a genius and is like, I haven't read a book since James and the Giant Peach. You know, like, I finally got over that and I realized just how much stuff I can learn from other people's experiences. And I think anybody listening to this, you know, The Purple Cow and The Obstacle is the Way, if you're getting started, those are the two you have to read. And if you're already started, I would challenge you to read them even if you're already going, you're already successful. They just will help reframe some of your thinking.
Oh, man. Jason, so much value. This has been amazing. We're actually going to be kicking it off today. We're going to be having, guys, we're having Jason come back tomorrow as well. And you can reach him at jasondoesstuff.com. Jason, this was awesome, man. This is like fire round. This is great.
Thank you, Dr. Tom. I appreciate it. And I'm ready to come back tomorrow.
Thanks, brother. Take care.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com, sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying The Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.